I'm here with Steve Burgess and Allison Johnson, who are the two of the Green candidates at the top of the regional list for Lothians. Allison is first on the list, and Steve is second. And we're here at the Botanical Gardens following the Green Party manifesto launch. I wanted to ask you two if you'd like to perhaps pick out a highlight from the manifesto dealing with Edinburgh, its policies that would be of particular interest to residents of the city.
Well, I would say, first of all, that our manifesto is a manifesto for Scotland, and therefore everything in it will be relevant to the people of the Lothians. So we have three priority pledges. The first is about protecting public services from the cuts, and that's a policy that very much will affect people in Edinburgh and the Lothians. Right now we're seeing the council proposing millions of pounds in cuts and 1,200 job losses at the council level. That will have a massive impact on the people of Edinburgh, and our policy in the Parliament is to introduce other ways of raising revenue to offset those cuts. And then the other two policies, one is to insulate every home in Scotland, and again there are plenty of homes in Lothians that need insulation, to cut people's fuel bills and reduce climate change and pollution. And then the third priority for us in Holyrood will be no tuition fees. And of course Edinburgh is a university city. There are more than 10,000 students in the city, and that policy is relevant to every single one of them. So I would say that yeah, this is a national manifesto, but it is extremely relevant to everybody in Lothians. I don't know if Alison...
Yeah, I mean, there certainly are three main pledges, and I think most of the contents of our manifesto could apply perfectly well to Lothians when we look at our... we really believe in empowering and devolving power to local authorities, and Edinburgh's been kind of hamstrung by the council tax freeze, but we want us to look at our common good assets. There's some debate about, you know, what's common good and what's not in Edinburgh, and set up a common good trust that would enable community organisations access to funds and so on.
I wanted to follow up on that, in the sense that there's been many stories of sort of arts venues run by social enterprises that have had to close down or are facing the threat of closure or are struggling to get off the ground due to lack of funding. The Labour Party has suggested a loan guarantee scheme to help in situations like that. What elements of the Green Manifesto do you think could help organisations that are struggling in that way?
Well, we're talking about introducing a new Common Good Act, which would introduce democratic common good trusts with the scope to manage the transfer of those assets to the community. So I think if the community had the opportunity to own a bit of land themselves, that's land they could use and choose to do with what, you know, with what they may. They might decide to use it as an arts venue.
And in terms of disused property, are there particular sites or areas of Edinburgh that you feel are affected by what Patrick Harvey was talking about land being held back from development for speculation purposes?
Yes, I mean there are some quite large brownfield sites in Edinburgh that are sitting undeveloped, and at the moment developers pay no penalty for that. They can simply acquire land or sit on land, and they're not paying business rates, they don't pay tax on that, and so they just sit on the land, and they're waiting for land prices to go up so that they can increase their profits. One of our proposals would be to introduce a land value tax, and land speculators would have to pay a levy on the land that they own. Now that would be an incentive, if they were having to pay for this empty land, an incentive for them to bring that land back into the economy. So yes, absolutely, there's quite a lot of land down at the waterfront in particular. And where we're crying out, people are crying out for homes in Edinburgh, and they're having to move to